Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Dade. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ron Pruitt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Horace Speed. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Junior Moore. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting eighth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning takes first base on ball four. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Manning moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Manning scores. Bonds scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt takes first base on ball four. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to third. Pruitt moves to second. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. There goes Moore. The throw from Pruitt to Verizer, and Moore is out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Baumgarten covering, for the out. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed strikes out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-1 in the game. Dade strikes out. Nairodny drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Date out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox juggles the ball. That's an error on Cox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen strikes out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor misplays the ball. That's an error on Pryor. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manning moves to third. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Bonds moves to second. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball towards right. Bonds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bonds. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Soderholm moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0 for 1 in the game. Nairodny hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. the Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cox for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0 for 1 in the game. Speed takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to second. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 2 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to second. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Manning moves to third. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Manning scores. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Howard now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cox moves to third. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Cox scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Nairodny and he is safe. Kuiper steals second. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Speed is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0-for-2 in the game. Nairodny hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kuiper fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-3 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Spillner now pitching. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Junior Moore. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pryor moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pryor scores. Garr moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Victor Cruz now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Pruitt and he is safe. Washington steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Garr now playing left field. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verizer moves to third. Jim Norris pinch hits for Horace Speed. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper moves to second. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 4 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Norris now playing left field. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bannister is called out on strikes. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 3 in the game. Naorodny hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Wayne Nordhagen. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Trout now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Naorodny and he is safe. Manning steals second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bonds strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon is called out on strikes. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 4 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.